Here is that comparison, the reference wave in blue with the reflected wave of the dashed red line. Now, as in the previous slide, the reflected wave came back out of phase by a quarter of a wavelength. Now, with an EDM, as it says down here at the bottom, we can actually send out wavelengths of varying length. For example, if we sent out a wavelength of 100 meters with an EDM, then by knowing the fractional part of that 100 meter wavelength, it would be possible to determine the tens of meters of the distance. The hundreds of meters of the overall distance could be resolved by sending out a wavelength of 1,000 meters and then doing this phase comparison that you see in this slide. But this is a function of the fact that the EDM survey can send out the wave and have it return from where it came and compare the reference wave with the returned wave. By comparing phase angles, it can determine the fractional part of the wavelength that went out as that component of the distance and build up the distance from thousands to hundreds to feet to decimals of feet by sending out wavelengths of different size. However, with the GPS survey, that's not possible. We only have L1 and L2, constant wavelengths. So therefore, it's possible at the receiver, by this same technique, to determine the fractional part of the wavelength that component of the distance. But what is unknown is the number of full wavelengths between the receiver and the satellite. That's known as N, or the integer ambiguity. We will be talking some more about that.